more confidence.
You can see accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, "Show me the Carfax."
The following is another Class Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And Kearney Catholic will push the ball up the floor. Teal baseball pass down. Another three right corner. Prasoski is 3 for 3. 11 points for Allie Prasoski. The Stars are 4 of 6 from downtown. And all of a sudden, their 7-point deficit is a 7-point lead.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Norfolk Catholic Girls and Parkview Christian Boys. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
On the right wing, sneaking in from behind and knocked the ball away, will be Harrison Pierce. Fast break up to Moore. Moore lays it up and in, and a blocking foul called on Skolak. And a chance for a 3-point play here for Matt Moore.
The girls' game is a top-10 rematch of last year's state tournament opening round game won by the Stars. The boys' game will feature the first-ever meeting between Kearney Catholic and the state-raid Parkview Christian. It's Kearney Catholic Stars basketball coming up next. But first, in a new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Kids Sports Director Doug Duda from Sandy Creek High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek High School, everyone. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks of the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the boys' semifinal game here in the Central Catholic early season tournament between the ninth-ranked team in C1, Kearney Catholic, and the fourth-ranked team in D2, Parkview Christian, who last night beat the Knox Australian team, who was here today. They beat Sandy Creek in a second-round game this afternoon. And for Kearney Catholic, they were a winner last night in their first game of the season, taking care of Sandy Creek, just shutting them down defensively, winning it 52-24. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. Taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. First off, for Parkview Christian, number one is a 5 foot 10 inch senior, Malik Morris. Number three is a 6 foot 1 inch senior, Dan Nagoy. Number 20, 5'9 junior, Trevor Polibka. Number 22, a 5'9 senior, Andrew Smith. And number 40, a 6'1 senior, Lavelle Rogers. Head coach at Parkview Christian is former Husker Garth Glissman. Number four in D2, 1-0 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number one is a 5'9 senior, Matt Moore. Number five is a 5'10 junior, Nathan Howe. Number 11, a 6'2 senior, Blake Holtmeyer. Number 12, 5'10 senior, Derek Jackson. And number 13, a 6 foot junior, Zach Jackson. Head coach of the Stars in his first year is Scott Carlin, assisted by Matt Jansen, Johnson, A.J. Landon, Justin Moore, and Don Lease, ranked number 9 in Class C1 at 1-0. Well, that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact them or a seed dealer near you. As the opening tip of the basketball game will be taken here by Parkview Christian, they do have a little bit of height in the lineup. Kearney Catholic will come out, play a man-to-man. The key here is, can Parkview Christian handle the pressure? You've got a lot of youngsters on this team mixed in with some seniors, and they're ranked as high as number 4 in D2. With the ball at the top of the circle is going to be Smith. Smith drives off the left side, pulls up from 10, no good. The ball is tapped out. The ball is loose, and Kearney Catholic's Nathan Howe will pick up the loose ball. And the Stars will have their first opportunity on the offense. And Howe from the right-hand corner fires the three. It is no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Zach Jackson. They'll kick it out on the wing and reset the offense. Derek back over to Zach on the right-hand wing. Play and catch on the right side of the key. Swing it over to Matt Moore. Moore against a 2-3 zone here of Parkview Christian. High post to Howe. Backside Holtmeyer, who led the team in scoring last night. He's converged on by Morris and Nagoy. And a foul will be called on Dan Nagoy. First foul of the basketball game. And at the line will be Blake Holtmeyer to shoot two. Holtmeyer, one of the returners. He was the sixth man last year for the most of the year. And the free throw by Blake is on the way. And it is no good. In the girls' game earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic beat Norfolk Catholic 53-40. Second free throw, Holtmeyer, and that's in. And Kearney Catholic has the first point of the ball game on a Blake Holtmeyer free throw. Full court pressure, and the ball knocked away by Matt Moore. So a lot of work here for Parkview Christian, although they put up some points last night in their game against Kearney, or against Knox of Australia. So for Parkview, that's definitely trying to find a way to scout against two totally different ball clubs and two teams obviously you would have never scouted before, as Parkview turns it over in the backcourt here against the Kearney Catholic pressure. That'll be their first turnover. Stars drive baseline. Holtmeyer does a tightrope job just to stay in, kicks it out to Jackson. Derek over to Zach, and Zach Walk. He tried to stop, couldn't keep that pivot foot in place, and turns the basketball over. So the teams exchange turnovers and back over to the Patriots of Parkview Christian. There's a trivia question for you and your friends. Patriots of Parkview Christian. With the basketball will be Smith. Stutter dribble off the screen, and I think they're going to call an illegal screen. And that's the call on Parkview Christian. So trying to free up Smith there, they're going to call the high screen. The foul is on Lavelle Rogers, his first, and the team's second. So Kearney Catholic will take the basketball over here. Leading it 1-0, just 90 seconds in on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island. Moore in the paint. They converge on him with the zone. Into the ball game already, Harrison Pierce. Also checking in, Tyler Mestel. Holtmeyer kicks it out to Moore. Good speed here, good quickness by Parkview Christian. Over to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer drives, lost the handle, but it bounced off of the Patriots and out of bounds. So good defense there by Parkview Christian. And again, Kearney Catholic got off to an atrociously slow start last night. Took them over 4 minutes to get their first bucket. Not tonight, though, as Holtmeyer on the inbounds pass at the free throw line. One dribble, floats through the lane, and puts it off the window and in. And Holtmeyer has the first 3 points here for Kearney Catholic. Parkview Christian's only got one shot off here in the first 2 minutes. As they try to change things up here, Rogers against the man-to-man, puts the ball on the dribble. Holtmeyer doubles down. Moore knocks it away. Ball stolen away. Scooped up to Holtmeyer one-on-one and knocked out of his hands by Nagoy. And out of bounds it goes. Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop. Also earlier tonight, Bellevue West swept Kearney High in the opening games. Again off the inbounds to Holtmeyer from the free throw line. The jumper is up and it is in. So Blake Holtmeyer with 5 points here to start things off. And here comes Parkview Christian, not afraid to mix it up a little bit. They get it to Morris. Morris attacks, and he'll be fouled by Holtmeyer. And for Blake, the first foul for Kearney Catholic. And it will be free throws for Malik Morris to try and get Parkview Christian on the board, trailing in the first 2.5 minutes by a score of 5-0. And the free throw by the lefty is on the way, and it comes up short, no good. Second free throw coming up for Morris. And a few fans from Lincoln did make the trip down for the game as this one is up and it is in. Of course, everybody plays again tomorrow. In the case of these two teams, they'll play at around 3 o'clock over at Grand Island Central Catholic against either Central Catholic or Centura. And here's a short little left-handed floater by Jackson to the paint. No good. Ball knocked around, and Smith's going to come out of there with it for Parkview Christian. Now it's on the floor and stolen away. Third turnover, and trying to poke it away from behind. A foul on Malik Morris, his first and the third already here on Parkview Christian, as they're trying to figure out a way to keep up with Kearney Catholic and the Stars. They're going to have a lot more on the bench tonight than Parkview Christian. Three of the varsity players not suited up tonight for Parkview. Coach Garth Glissman missing a couple of his seniors, including Bernica, a 6'9 senior. So Parkview Christian missing some key components coming into the game tonight. 5-1 Stars just 3 minutes in. Moore off the dribble, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. Howe, it's off the mark. No good. What a rebound, though. Put back up over his head. Zach Jackson scores. Jackson, I'm not even sure, could see the cylinder when he flipped it back up there. But the offensive putback is good, and it's 7-1 Kearney Catholic. With it is Nagoy. Nagoy starts to drive, now spreads the floor, gets it off to Rogers. Rogers has it knocked away from behind. Parkview Christian's got to think that there's seven or eight players out there for Kearney Catholic as the pass from Moore goes underneath, but Howe missed the short jumper. Offensive rebound brought down by Nagoy. And Dan will clear things out, bring it up himself. Fire to the baseline, and stepping in front is Jackson. Another steal. Zach gets that one. Fifth turnover for the Patriots. 7-1, Kearney Catholic. Jackson for the three. That comes up short. They've missed their first three from downtown. Polivka gets the rebound, and Trevor up the floor is going to be fouled before he can get to the hoop. Kearney Catholic with a blocking foul on Matt Moore, his first, and the team's second. 7-1, Kearney Catholic. 4:12 to go here in the first quarter of play on Classic Hits. And as always, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, live basketball. Also, podcasts are up right after the game. Photos from our contests up quickly the next day as well. Parkview Christian, good ball fake by Morris to get his man in the air, then drops it down to the baseline to the 6'6 freshman in Nosa Iyagbai, but he dropped it and it's turned over, and Kearney Catholic to the other end. Jackson, and Iyagbai blocks the shot right off the glass. Now here comes Parkview Christian. Don't have the numbers, but a blocking foul going to be called from the backcourt on Kearney Catholic's Derek Jackson. That'll be the first on Derek. Third team foul. And we're midway through the first quarter. Parkview Christian looking for their first bucket. Iyagbai is posted up at the free throw line, but they dump it into the right-hand corner to Smith. Smith off one screen, but runs into a star. Everywhere they go with the ball, there's an extra Kearney Catholic player. Good double down. Now nice floating shot to the line, and it won't go for Morris. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. Goes coast to coast, dishes it off to Jackson, and Derek lays it up and in. That looked like a sure two at the other end for Parkview Christian, and instead of cutting the lead to four, they're down by 8-9-1. Throwing over the top, Kearney Catholic stole the ball away. Holtmeyer with another steal up ahead for the uncontested layup is Zach Jackson, and a timeout will be called by Parkview Christian. Seven turnovers in the first 4:45 here, and the Patriots find themselves down 11-1 to Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land
Timeout on the floor brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Doug Duda with you in the Crossroads Floor broadcast booth. 11-1 Stars off to a good lead here as we figured their pressure would give Parkview Christian some problems. So the Patriots try to spread the floor a little bit more here. Lob it into the middle to Malik Morris, his short jumper up and in. And he has the first 3 points of the game for the Patriots. 11-3 Kearney Catholic. That allows them to put some pressure on. Can't pressure if you don't score. And Kearney Catholic continues to rotate people in. Bryce James is on the floor out of the timeout. Now we've got a foul on the Patriots as James started to make a move. Both Jacksons, Blake Holtmeyer, James, and Moore on the floor. The foul is called on Andrew Smith, his first. Kearney Catholic gets it up top. Jackson dropped the ball. They want a double dribble, didn't get the call. And Coach Glissman gets a look from the official, who probably says, yeah, you might be right. James back up top. Jackson in the paint. with four players. Holtmeyer forces the issue. It's no good. And Ayagboy brings down the rebound. The 6'6 freshman, Nosa Ayagboy. Ayagboy has it on the right elbow. One dribble, kicks it out. They don't look like they want to shoot a lot of threes here at Parkview Christian. The ball knocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. Stars everywhere right now. 7 turnovers to 1 in this game. Parkview Christian down by 8. We'll throw it in. Out to midcourt to Smith. Smith, crossover dribble, trying to lose Jackson. Then Holtmeyer reaches in. He loses his dribble, needs some help. Throws it over the wing to Morris. Malik, everything kind of coming back out towards midcourt, and a hand check foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. This will be on Derek Jackson. It'll be his second, the team's fourth. Already 8 total fouls here in the first quarter, 4 on each team, and we still have just about 2 minutes to go. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic girls down 4 at the half, win it 53-40 over Norfolk Catholic, holding them to 14 points in the second half. Morris is trapped, now forces his way through the double team, dishes it off on the right wing. The fadeaway 12 is no good, and then over the back by the freshman Ayagboy. Good position down there by Harrison Pierce, and Ayagboy will be called for his first personal foul. Kearney Catholic to throw it in with Bryce James against full court pressure. Guarding the inbounds pass is Polivka. Stars get it into Moore. Up to Pierce across the timeline, right side. To the trailer, Jackson. Down to the baseline, Holtmeyer. Wraparound pass, Moore. Underneath the hoop, goes with the left hand. Just tosses it up there, no good. Ayagboy brings down the rebound and hands it off to his guard, Andrew Smith. Back over to Nagoy. 1:20 to go in the first quarter, 11-3, Kearney Catholic. Nagoy uses his dribble off the double team. They wanted to do a pick and roll, but nobody rolled. The ball's turned over, picked up by Bryce James. Into the front court to Pierce. Pierce on the low block to Jackson, to the trailer, the cutter, Holtmeyer. He tripped and the shot won't go. Ayagboy picks up the rebound. A minute to go in the quarter. Morris tries to make the pass. Ball loose, legs out from everybody. The three-pointer on the way by Nagoy is no good. Ball comes all the way out to the top of the key to Morris. Morris has an open lane, drives, and is going to be fouled as the shot is no good. Kearney Catholic had the ball, then ran into each other, lost it, and that gave Morris an open lane to the hoop. And coming back in will be Rogers here for Parkview Christian. I think Polivka got hurt chasing that loose ball down. The foul called on Kearney Catholic, Zach Jackson, his first. And at the line to shoot two will be Malik Morris. He's 1 of 2. He has all 3 Parkview Christian points. And Morris, the lefty, puts the first of the 2 free throws on the way, and it is no good. Don't forget, we'll have the Kearney Catholic games for you tomorrow here on Classic Hits. The girls at 1:30, followed by the boys at about 3. Then the Kearney High Wrestling invite as Morris hits the second of the 2 free throws. 11-4, Stars quickly up the floor. Pulling up, James will take the 12-footer. It's no good. Rebound to Nagoy. Nagoy looks for the outlet. Can't go deep. Has to just give it off there to Smith. Smith with a left-hand dribble. Draws the defense of Moore. 30 seconds to go here in quarter number 1. Crossover dribble. Pull up at the free throw line, and the jumper is good for Andrew Smith. 11-6. The lead cut down to 5 here as Jackson brings it into the front court. 20 seconds. Stars usually want to play for 1 here. Kick it out to Moore. 15 seconds. Moore guarded up there by Rogers. Now Moore backs up midcourt with 7. Tries to take Rogers off the dribble, kicks it baseline, jumper is on the way. Howe rattles all the way around, no good. Rogers gets the rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Kearney Catholic did not score a point in the final 3:14 of the first quarter, but they still have the lead 11-6 over Parkview Christian here on Classic Hits. We'll be back in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
And we're back with you here at Sandy Creek. Want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Russ Neinmeyer for his hospitality, allowing us to bring you tonight's basketball game, semifinal of the early season tournament. After one quarter in the boys' game, it is Kearney Catholic 11 and Parkview Christian 6. And to start the second quarter of play, it will be Kearney Catholic basketball, and the inbounds pass contested and tipped out of bounds by Parkview Christian. There's definitely a lot of athleticism out here on the floor as the Stars get ready to toss it in again. They'll find Matt Moore. But the Stars now on a 3.5-minute drought as Moore loses his man right down the lane. The one-hand floater off the front of the rim. No good. Stars didn't shoot the ball well last night either. And Ayagbai has his fourth rebound. 8 turnovers for Parkview Christian, just 1 for Kearney Catholic in the first quarter. Rebounds 9 for the Patriots and 4 for the Stars. As underneath, they get it to Ayagbai, and Ayagbai goes up and scores. Nosa with the bucket, and that is 11-8, Kearney Catholic. Get the ball over to Mestel, his three-pointer up and in. Tyler Mestel with his first bucket, and it's 14-8. Stars now 1-4 beyond the arc. Parkview Christian missed their only three-point attempt. Smith, good crossover dribble, takes it left side of the lane. Nice dish underneath for a layup. Rogers scored. And Parkview Christian has figured out to know what to do against the double team right now. As the Stars put that double team on, they dribble into it, then they dish it off to the open man. Brady Holtmeyer on the floor to start the quarter with Mestel. Both Holtmeyers, Mestel, Moore, and James. Blake Holtmeyer fouled as he takes it to the hoop. And I think it's on the 6'6 freshman Ayagbai, who was there, but he just didn't keep his position. And for Ayagbai, that'll be his second personal foul, sixth team foul. And Blake Holtmeyer will go to the line to shoot 2. 14-10, Kearney Catholic, 6:47 to go here in the second quarter of play. And the free throw, Holtmeyer up and in. The Nebraska volleyball team crushes Fairfield tonight in the first round of the NCAA tournament, 25-15, 9-16. Second free throw up, and it is good by Holtmeyer. So they will take on Oregon, who beat Miami tonight. Nebraska and Oregon. Ducks gave the Huskers some bad problems last year. 16-10 Stars. There's a nice spin move by Morris to the hoop, but it rattled out no good. Matt Moore will pull down the rebound. Up ahead to James. 2-on-1. Bounce pass. They get it inside, and we'll have goaltending on Parkview Christian. Tyler Mestel will get credit for the bucket. Ayagbai went for the block, and on the follow-through, he slapped the board. He got maybe a little of the ball, too. They did not call a technical. Well, or are they? No, they are not. Just count the bucket there for Tyler Mestel. And it is 18-10 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Lead back up to 8. Smith brings it through the traffic, into the paint, puts it up. Little contact, no whistle. Shot good by Andrew Smith. His second bucket, 18-12. So looking a little bit more like basketball here in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter than what we saw in the first quarter, where the teams were struggling to get shots and to make shots. Matt Moore, skip pass over here to Holtmeyer. Blake kicks it out into the corner to Brady. His 18-footer, good. Brady with his first bucket, 20-12 Stars. So we had a total of 17 points in the first quarter, and we've got 15 points in 2 minutes here in the second quarter as the baseline jumper is no good by Polivka, but the ball is off of a Star and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will bring Pierce in. They will bring in Masker, also Zach Jackson. Back in is Dan Nagoy for Parkview Christian. First ever meeting between the teams, Parkview Christian, a D2 squad. There's going to be some teams that have a lot of trouble in D2 with these guys. Height, speed, and of course, both these are private schools, if so to speak, as the ball's dribbled off the Patriot foot and out of bounds, their ninth turnover. So you've got quite a mixture of players, different ethnicities, different heights, different grades, learning to play together here for Coach Garth Glinsman. 20-12. Matt Moore on the right wing, drops up, takes it in, leaves it off for Holtmeyer. Moore probably should have shot that. Now Holtmeyer is in traffic, throws it up, and it bounces twice and goes in off the foul. So Blake Holtmeyer, who led the Stars last night already, has 9 here in the first half, and he's 3 of 4 at the line. He gets a chance to throw another one in, and the Stars have their biggest lead at 10. The foul on Dan Nagoy was his 2nd. And the free throw coming up for Blake Holtmeyer. On the way, and it is off the heel once, twice, won't go. People on the ground, it bounces off the Nagoy and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic's going to get the ball. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats for you. And we will also talk with Kearney Catholic girls coach Rick Petrie about their 53-40 win tonight over Norfolk Catholic, who, if they can find some scoring on the outside, they'll be good again. Those teams played each other in the first round of the state tournament last year. And here the Stars throw it out of bounds. That's just their 2nd turnover. So one thing the Star boys, even though they may not be shooting the ball well so far in the first game and a quarter, they are taking care of the ball. Smith off the dribble, down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot from well out, no good. Ball deflected off the rim, then kicked out of bounds. And let's see what Mr. Heinrichs tells us. He's going to say that Parkview Christian will get possession. So they'll throw it in underneath their own hoop from the baseline. Throw it out top to Malik Morris. Left wing, nothing there for Smith. Smith slow dribble, swings it over the right side to Nagoy. Back over to Smith. Kearney Catholic staying in that man-to-man matchup. Jackson on the defense. They'll switch it to the right side to Morris. Malik now double team, backed up, loses his dribble, swings it to Smith, now to Pavlika, tried to get it inside to a Yagmai, and it's stolen away. Pavlika had a wide open shot, and he's going to have to throw that ball higher. You got a 6'6 kid, don't throw it at his waist. Here's the jumper from the outside, 3-pointer by Jackson is no good, and the rebound brought down by Morris off Derek Smith. 22-12, Kearney Catholic, 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Smith off the screen. Kicks it into the right-hand corner. Three-pointer out of way and good. Dan Nagoy hits his first bucket and the first 3 of the game for Parkview Christian. 22-15 Stars. Jackson, trouble, loses it off his hip. Ball picked up there by Smith. Smith all the way in, puts it up, draws the foul. It falls off the rim. So 2 free throws coming up, a near 3-point play. Great job there by the Patriots, who have plenty of enthusiasm over here on the bench, but they're only playing 6 guys, so depth could be a problem. The foul on Blake Holtmeyer, his 2nd. The first free throw by Andrew Smith is up, and it is in. 22-16, Parkview Christian. They think they can win this ball game. There's no doubt about it, and they'd get like 75,000 wild card points if they do. 22-16, 2nd free throw up. And it bounces in. So 5 in a row here by the Patriots. And they're down by 5, 22-17. Good press break here up to James. He'll go in but miss the layup. He heard the footsteps behind him. The rebound brought down by Rogers. And then the foul by Howe. Howe was the one that missed the layup, not James. And then Howe commits the foul. That'll be his 1st. And that puts Parkview Christian in the bonus. So Lavelle Rogers will walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. For other volleyball fans in the area, Concordia St. Paul swept Central Missouri today. The team that beat the Lopers swept out by the 6-time defending national champions. As the free throw by Rogers is up and in, and in case you missed it, Nebraska and Oregon, both easy winners earlier tonight in Division I. Rogers now earns the bonus. 22-18. And the free throw on the way, and that one skips out. No good. Rebound to John Masker. And the outlet pass into the front court, and a travel. Howe wanted to get the ball to Moore about 3 times. And the 3rd time a walk is called. And a timeout or a substitution. Stars haven't called a timeout, but they are struggling right now. They've went on a couple of long scoring droughts. When they score, it's quickly. And then a lot of the game last night and a good chunk of the game tonight with some problems. Down by only 4 now. It's a 6-0 run by Parkview Christian, and they have the basketball. With it is Smith, pulls up left elbow, 14-footer, good. Smith has 6 points in the quarter, and it's 22-20. Kearney Catholic's lead down to two. Stars basketball to Jackson. Derek gets it to the baseline to Howe. Back to Howe in the left-hand corner. Wrap around to the baseline, and throwing up the shot, drawing the foul, will be Masker. And John will go to the line to shoot two free throws. This may not be the strongest scoring lineup in there for Kearney Catholic right now. But again, as the season goes along, just something you got to learn. And Rogers commits the foul here for the Patriots. Free throw on the way, Masker, and it bounces in. John with his first point. 23-20, Kearney Catholic. 3:24 to go here in the first half earlier tonight. The Kearney Catholic girls win it 53-40. They'll play Lincoln Lutheran tomorrow, a 33-21 winner over Centura. As Masker makes it, and Tyler Mestel will check in for Masker after the made free throw. 24-20 is the score, with 3:20 to go here in quarter number two, and the ball kicked out of bounds. They do have the incorrect score on the scoreboard, so we'll see if they catch that here. And they do. And a little miscommunication. Rogers, can he keep his foot in? Well, he did, but he had to pirouette on that toe, and that's not what Lavelle Rogers excels at, so a travel will be called. Third turnover of the quarter, 11th of the ball game for Parkview Christian. Let's give you an update in what's going on in college football tonight in the MAC championship. How about this? Undefeated Northern Illinois trails 31-13 at half to Bowling Green. When the spread was only 4, you had to wonder what's going on. And that's what's going on. Bowling Green up 31-13 at the half. Foul called here on Parkview Christian. Both teams are in the 1-1. And so at the line will be Zach Jackson, his first free throw attempt. He's got 4 points. The foul on Dan Nagoy is his third. And so he's out, and Ayagbai comes back in with 3:04 to go here in quarter number two. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Zach Jackson's free throw is good. 25-20, Stars. And the second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Jackson hits them both. He's got 6. 9 for Holtmeyer. That's 15 of the 26 for Kearney Catholic. And across the timeline, Smith gets the Stars in the air, throws it down to Morris, who lobs it to the baseline to Ayagbai, and it looks like somebody grabbed him from the backside, and that'll put the big freshman at the line to shoot a 1-1. On the 8th team foul here on Kearney Catholic. The foul was called on Harrison Pierce, his first. And Ayagbai, let's see if he can put a smooth touch for the 6'6 freshman. On the way, yeah, right through there. Nice shot. If he and Guyfon from Central Catholic match up tomorrow, that could be pretty interesting. Big guys, different frames. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Ayagbai, no problem, goes up there, drains both free throws. 26-22, Kearney Catholic, 2:50 to go in the first half. Full court pressure on, Stars throw over the top of it. Matt Moore has it, trying to take Rogers to the rack. He just gets out of the way. The left-handed floater is no good. Zach Jackson with the offensive rebound, but as he tries to pass it into the corner, Malik Morris will steal it away. Smith into the front court with a left-hand dribble, fires it over to Polivka, dumps it into the corner, Rogers. Quick reversal, try to lob it inside. Ball tipped and stolen away. Matt Moore picked up the loose ball up ahead to Holtmeyer. And he goes in and missed the shot, but I think we're going to have another goaltending. Holtmeyer gets credit for the bucket. Don't see a lot of goaltending in D2 basketball, but that's two of them right there for the Patriots, and that's why they're a different team. They can leap. And it would be interesting to see if they could get a breakaway sometime tonight, because they definitely got a few guys that can throw it down, vertical-wise at least, it appears. 28-22, Kearney Catholic by 6. Smith with the ball for the Patriots. On the right elbow, Pavlivka. He'll jump pass it into the corner to Rogers. Back out of the wing, Morris. not getting a lot of chances to just hit a pull-up jumper here against this star zone. Long possession. Patriots being very patient here, working it around the perimeter. They really haven't tried to just lob it into the 6'6 freshman yet. With it is Smith, dribbling all the way from the right side of the key to the left, working on Moore. Has to skip it back over. Drop step Morris, brings it in, floats. Short jumper, no. Rebound brought down by Moore. Matt up the floor, takes it coast to coast, lowers his head and scores his first bucket of the ball game. And it's 30-22, Kearney Catholic. Now they have put on a little run to take the lead back out to 8. They were up 10. It was cut to 2. Now it's back to 8. Minute 15 to go in the first half. Down low to the big fella. Yogbai turn around, setting on a rim, and it falls off. Stars grabbed the rim, or the net. They probably should have been whistled for that. Moore gets the rebound. Down to Mestel, 4-3. It's too strong. Offensive rebound comes down to Howe, and he'll be fouled. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Doug Duda with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Sandy Creek High School. The foul called on Malik Morris. That'll be his second, 10th team foul. And Nathan Howe will go to the line to shoot two. Looking for his first point of the basketball game. It's on the way and no good. Matt Moore will check out. Bryce James in. Also coming in, John Masker. Tyler Mestel will check out. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Lady Stars coach Rick Petrie will join us, talk about their win tonight. Hard fought again. Free throw is on the way. It's no good by Howe, and the rebound brought down by Ayagbai, his fifth. 30-22, Kearney Catholic by 8, under a minute to go first half. Working it around the perimeter, going for the steal. A foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic's Harrison Pierce. I don't think he agreed with that by the look on his face. And a 1-1 coming up here for Parkview Christian, who beat Knox, Australia last night. And then Knox beat Sandy Creek boys this afternoon, 71-45. Checking in now for Parkview Christian for the first time will be Josh Case. And they'll get a Yogbai on the bench with those two fouls. Don't want him to pick up a cheap third. Lavelle Rogers, a 1-1, free throw in. He's 2 of 3 at the line, has 4 points. And the bonus is coming up. Rogers with his second free throw, trying to cut the lead to 6. On the way, and that one's short. And the rebound to Brady Holtmeyer, his first for the Stars. Kicks it out to Howe, gets it right back to Brady. And a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic with 39 seconds remaining in the first half of play. Stars 30 and the Patriots 23. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Sandy Creek, where we've got 39 seconds remaining in the first half of our boys' game, 30-23 in favor of Kearney Catholic. They have the ball to set up a play. Let's see if they milk the clock for the last shot here. Parkview Christian is going to put some pressure out of the backcourt. Jackson will bring the ball up the floor. Derek over to Holtmeyer. They are spreading the floor. But they are running an offense, so seeing if somebody can get open off a back cut or a back screen. Holtmeyer, center circle, with 20 seconds to go. Gives it off to Derek. Derek Jackson drives in, lost the handle. Ball's loose, still loose, knocked into the back court. Kearney Catholic gets it, 12 seconds. Moore now resets the top of the circle with 9. Drives the right side of the key, 360 left-hander is an air ball. And then it goes out of bounds off of Parkview Christian. Rogers had grabbed it but ran out of real estate. 4 seconds remain here in the half, but that's plenty of time for the Stars to get a shot away. Moore will throw it in. They're going to put Ayagbai in here so that they don't get one right underneath the hoop. Stars will probably try and get a three here. Ayagbay has to make sure he doesn't get his third foul here, though. Moore to throw it in. Looking, lobs it out. Three-pointer Jackson. It is off the heel, and that is the end of the first half of play here at Sandy Creek. With your score in our boys' semifinal, Kearney Catholic 30 and Parkview Christian 23. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up, so keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Halftime of our boys game, and it is Kearney Catholic 30 and Parkview Christian at 23 here in the Central Catholic early season tournament. Both teams played last night and were able to pick up victories. Parkview Christian over the Knox Australia team, and Kearney Catholic able to defeat Sandy Creek. We will be talking with Coach Rick Petrie here momentarily, give you a look at the first half stats. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We want to give a shout-out to the Wayne State Wildcats listening in tonight. Apparently, we find out that Minnesota Duluth and Concordia St. Paul out of the Northern Sun Conference have made the regional finals, so Wayne should have been in that tournament because they know how to beat those teams. So thanks for listening in at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic girls came from behind to win at 53-40. We'll talk with Coach Petrie right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
26 points in the first half from the charity strike.
Yeah, and that's something we talked about at halftime. And we changed what we were doing a little bit defensively, and that helped. And I thought we played really solid defense the second half.
The young girls, and I can't just say freshmen, but you got a lot of freshmen. The young girls looked more like young girls tonight than maybe they did last night.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to be up and down those kids. Sometimes they're going to feel more comfortable in the game. And, you know, a lot of times if they do something well initially, then it carries over to the rest of the game. And sometimes they get a little bit frustrated. But, you know, I thought Caitlin Long came in and gave us some really good minutes that fourth quarter.
You need something to spark you. Maddie Squires did come right out and got all seven of her 10 points, which were all in the second half, but 7 points there right at the start of the third quarter, stole a few basketballs and made some good things happen for you.
Yeah, she did. We changed what we were doing on offense just a little bit and went more to a five out because we thought that if Maddie had some room, she'd get posted up, and she did a nice job of finishing a couple shots and knocked down a three, and, you know, that really kind of got us going that third quarter.
You played a little man the first two nights. What's going on?
You know, the interesting thing is we don't really work on our zone. We worked on our zone basically the Tuesday after the Minden game. It's important that we know how to play man-to-man. It's important in our zone that we have great man-to-man fundamentals. And I think that, you know, too often the kids rely on our zone and think that they don't have to work and they don't have to do certain things. So we really do want them to be sound fundamentally.
And the way things work out, three games against teams that you shouldn't see the rest of the year. State tournament line, right? So you turn right around, you play at 1:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's a tough one. You know, third game of three, and, you know, sometimes that's tough to get the ball to go in the hole that third time with the kids and their legs. But, you know, we play a lot of girls, so hopefully, you know, we'll have some other kids step up tomorrow.
And I don't know a lot about them, but if they're like their volleyball team, they'll have a little bit of height out there, and they have really played tight defense the first two games.
Yeah, they have. You know, I kind of figured that they'd be pretty decent this year. They had a lot of young kids last year, and, you know, Coach Olson does a great job with them. And so, you know, defensively, it might take us to be a little bit more patient in our shot selection tomorrow, and score might not, you know, be where we want it to be. On the other hand, maybe we'll make a lot of shots, and you know, they'll prove me wrong. But
only need one more than the other team, right?
That's right.
All right, Rick, we'll see you tomorrow, and best of luck.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Coach Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They win it today by a score of 53-40. Boys game, Kearney Catholic leads Parkview Christian 30-23 at the half, and we'll look at the numbers right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Congratulations to the Kearney Catholic wrestling team, winners at the Elwood Invitational. They're right off to Broken Bow tomorrow. We will be at the Kearney High Wrestling Invite, and that's right after basketball. We anticipate the finals will start around 4:30, but Kearney Catholic wrestling wins the Elwood Invite tonight. Let's take a look at the first half numbers here. First off, for Parkview Christian, Malik Morris with 4 points, 2 rebounds. Dan Nagoy, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Trevor Polivka has a rebound. Andrew Smith leads the way with 8 points and a rebound. Nosa Iyagbai has 4 points, 5 rebounds and a block. And Lavelle Rogers has 4 points, 2 rebounds. 23 points, 13 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 12 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Nathan Howe has 3 rebounds. Tyler Mestel has 5 points. Blake Holtmeyer has 11 points, 1 rebound. Derek Jackson, 2 points. Zach Jackson has 6 points, 3 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, 2 points and a rebound, and John Masker, 2 points and one rebound. At the half, Kearney Catholic has 30 points, 12 rebounds, 7 of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from three-point land, 5 turnovers. Foul situation, Pierce, Derek Jackson, and Blake Holtmeyer have 2 for Kearney Catholic. For Parkview Christian, Dan Nagoy has a 3, 2 for Malik Morris, Iyagbai, and Rogers. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let your trash take up all your time. They take it seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. The second half is next.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Parkview Christian will get the ball to start the second half of play. Trailing by 7, 30-27. They were down 10. They cut it to 2. And then the lead got back up to 8, currently at 7. Stars with their original starting 5 out there. Moore, Howe, Holtmeyer, and both Jacksons. Original starting 5 out there as well for Parkview Christian. Morris, Nagoy, Polivka, Smith, and Rogers. Working it around the zone, driving in Smith. Scoop shot, no good. Good rebound down underneath, and the layup back up and in for Nagoy. And Dan has to be a little careful with those 3 fouls, but he was not timid there. He went up, got the O board, and dumps it in for his 5th point. 30-25 Stars. And Holtmeyer, there's the unnecessary foul. Just a little bump up front, and Malik Morris gets his 3rd foul, and he's going, come on, man. Just, one of those where he's on him. Holtmeyer kind of dips inside the same time that he lunges, and there's a little bump in the foul call. Not that it wasn't a foul, just one of those that you go, oh. Matt Moore for 3. Top of the key. No good. Offensive rebound. Howe, but they're going to wave off his putback and say that there was a grab underneath. So Howe gets credit for his 4th rebound, and the foul will be called on Polivka, his 1st for the Parkview Christian Patriots. And now the big fella back in, the 6'6 freshman, Enosa Iyagboy. And inside, Howe put it up, and it kind of floats off his hand too strong, and Iyagbai gets his 6th rebound. Into the front court, Parkview Christian trying to put it in Smith's hands and then let everybody else get set. Smith trying to work off the screen on Jackson, gives it off to Nagoy. Nagoy, right baseline, one-hand floater off the glass and in. Dan Nagoy, back-to-back buckets here for the Patriots. He's got 7. And the 1st 2 buckets belong to Nagoy. And then in the backcourt, a little too close there for Andrew Smith. And he gets his 2nd foul. So 4 points, but 3 fouls in the first minute 15 here on Parkview Christian. 6:45 to go in the third. Kearney Catholic 30 and the Patriots 27. Holtmeyer just puts his head down, drives, throws up the lefty. Too strong off the glass. Iyagbai with his 7th rebound. And a chance to tie with a 3 here for the Patriots. With it, Nagoy. Up top, Smith. Iyagbai trying to set some screens out there, but they're not doing anything with him. He's setting the screens, but they're just not electing to do much with him. Now Smith drives baseline, puts it off the glass, and scores. It's a 1-point game. Andrew Smith at a 6-0 run to start the second half here for Parkview Christian, 30-29. 3-pointer, Jackson, the lefty, puts it up off the iron. It's no good for Derek. And the rebound brought down by Nagoy, and now he's got to try and find his way across the timeline. Needs some help, and skips it over to Smith. Parkview Christian looking for their 1st lead of the night. Kick it over on the wing to Nagoy. Rogers trying to get open here against this man-to-man defense for Kearney Catholic. Into the corner to Rogers. He's not going to do much from there unless he dribbles, and he does into the paint, up and under, and it's good. Kearney Catholic fans wanted a walk. They didn't get it, and it's an 8-0 start in the first 2.5 minutes for Kearney Catholic. And Coach Scott Carlin thinking about a timeout but says no. 31-30 Parkview. They were down by as many as 10 And again, the Stars score in spurts. When will their next spurt start? Three-pointer on the way by Zach Jackson is no good. And another rebound for a young guy. Not a lot of second chances tonight for the Stars. They had a bunch last night against Sandy Creek. Morris, baseline, left-hander over the triple team. And a foul called on Parkview Christian. And it's on Nagoy, and that is his fourth. So he came out and started well here in this third quarter of play. And then called for his fourth foul, and he's going to have to come out of the game. And Coach Glinsman asking for a little explanation about what happened in there because there was a whole bunch of bodies going for that rebound. 31-30, Parkview Christian. Stars looking for their first points of the second half. We played 3 minutes. Jackson up to Moore. Over to Derek. Back over to Moore right side. Dribbles, then tries to kick it back out, and Polipka steals the ball. Six-star turnover up ahead, and a foul as Smith goes to the rack. It's no good. Looks like he'll get a couple of free throws, though. The foul called on Derek Jackson, and that's his third. First foul of the second half here on Kearney Catholic. And Andrew Smith, 2 of 2 at the line, has a team-high 10 points. Will shoot a pair here. First one up, and it's good. Again, these teams will play either Central Catholic or Centura tomorrow at around 3 o'clock. Central Catholic and Centura playing right now. We should have a final in that one since we're so late tonight. Second free throw is up and in. And it's 33-30, a 10-0 run to start the second half here for the Patriots. Holtmeyer, who led the Stars with 11 points in the first half, they're going to have to get him involved. He put his head down and just went wild to the hoop once. Now he's going to fire a three, and it's no good. Rebound tipped around, and on the dead sprint, Smith comes out of there with it, takes it all the way to the rack, and it's blocked off the glass by Holtmeyer. They want a goaltending. They don't get it. Fast break the other way into the rim. Big collision, and we've got a whistle. And Parkview Christian's got to be careful over on the bench here. They're going to get teed up. Not Coach Glissman, but some of the other guys. And there were two goaltendings called against Parkview Christian in the first half. And that time when Holtmeyer slapped the glass, there was none. There is a foul called at the other end, and it's on Malik Morris, and he has four. So despite the great start to the second half here, Parkview Christian's got to control themselves, compose themselves. Tyler Mestel is going to go to the line and shoot two. But they're not deep. They've only played seven kids, and one of those was just for about 30 seconds. Free throw by Mestel up and in, his first free throw of the night, his sixth point, but it takes the Stars 3:45 to get on the board here. Checking in will be Josh Case. That's the young man we were talking about. So Malik Morris has four. Dan Nagoy has four. They're both on the bench. And the big fella, Ayagbai, with two. And he's played with that for quite a while. Second free throw for Mestel on the way, and it's good. But now Kearney Catholic is just going to get all over these guards. And it's going to be up to Andrew Smith to handle it because everybody else, post players or backups, and they get right after Smith. He gives it to Rogers. Rogers throws it across the court, through Case's hands, and out of bounds. And there you go. And that's the first turnover for Parkview Christian. After having 12 in the first half, that's their first here in the third quarter. Numerous reasons why they had that 10-0 run to start the quarter. 33-32 Patriots, 4 minutes to go in the third. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Lawrence, and Blue Hill. As the ball is stolen away, Pavlivka comes all the way to the other end, avoids Moore and scores. Trevor with his first bucket of the basketball game, 35-32 Patriots. Again, this is a top five team in the Lincoln Journal Star preseason D2 rankings. Don't worry about the D2. They get kids from everywhere. James for three. It's no good. 1 of 12 from three-point land. Now Bryce does run down the rebound at the top of the circle and gets it to Moore. But the Stars didn't shoot well last night, and they're not shooting well here tonight. 9 of their 32 points from the free throw line. And they're going to slow it down here, try to settle things down. Coach Carlin, kind of like taking a page from Coach Lease, not worried about burning timeouts, and now the ball thrown out of bounds. You got four of them. You're struggling to score, but it's only the second game of the season, so you want to see what your youngsters are going to do. There's two sides to the equation. Stars have done a good job of holding on to the ball. And U's are holding on to those timeouts in the past and using them at the end of the game when necessary. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 35-32, Parkview Christian. Smith with it to the top of the key, kicks it over to Rogers. Got his man in the air, pulls up from 10 and hits it. Lavelle Rogers with 8 points, 37-32, Parkview Christian. The 10-point deficit is a 5-point lead, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Brady Holtmeyer, baseline, runs into a Yogby, kicks it back up to Howe, to James, over to Moore. Again, only a couple of scores out there right now for the Stars. James, top of the key, three. It's no good. Rogers grabs the rebound, and he's starting to fall, so he gives it to a Yogby. And they almost kick the ball out of bounds with nobody on him, but Smith controls it, pushes it down the middle of the floor. He's doing a good job here without Morris or Nagoy. Case for three in the right-hand corner. It's off the heel, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Brady Holtmeyer. But the Stars, 6 minutes in this quarter, they don't have a field goal. Two free throws is it. James, left wing, back up top. Roll it around to Moore. Moore dumps it into Holtmeyer. Pull-up jumper from 10, and there it is. Blake Holtmeyer, and now Kearney Catholic calls a timeout. 1:52 to go in the third quarter. Parkview Christian 37, Kearney Catholic 34. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you from Sandy Creek, semifinals of the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament. And coming out of the timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. 37-34 Parkview Christian as we're back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Parkview to throw it in. The ball knocked out of bounds by Brady Holtmeyer. We'll try it again. 1:51 in the third, 37-34. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic girls had to rally to beat Norfolk Catholic 53-40. Nebraska volleyball, a winner in straight sets tonight over Fairfield. A Yogby breaks the press, pull-up jumper bounces off the rim, no good. Brady Holtmeyer is third rebound. Jackson brings it across the timeline. Derek over to Mestel. Mestel skips it over to Harrison Pierce. Skip pass to James. Into the corner to Jackson. Left-hand dribble. Has it knocked out of his hands by Smith. And a Yogby picks it up. Turnovers have turned over here again in the third quarter. Four for the Stars, one for the Patriots. James all over Smith. Smith finally loses him. Pulls up on the right side from 11. No good. A Yogby tips it out of bounds. And it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. Again tomorrow, Kearney Catholic girls will play Lincoln Lutheran at 1:30. Kearney Catholic boys will play either Lincoln, either a Grand Island Central Catholic or Centura. And we've got a timeout on the floor here with 1:09 to go in quarter number three. The timeout called by Parkview Christian. They lead at 37-34. We'll be right back.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
The official pointed that Parkview Christian called the timeout, but the scoreboard has taken it from Kearney Catholic, so we'll see how that plays a little bit later on in the ball game. Checking some of the boys' scores from tonight, Southern Valley beat Elm Creek 52-47. Kearney fell to Bellevue West 63-38. Kearney fell to the Bellevue West girls 83-63 in their ball game. Ainsworth beat Ord 39-35. Other girls' action, Ansley Litchfield over Amherst 59-25. Aurora beat Schuyler. Axtell beat Bertrand by two. Deschler took care of Silver Lake. Blue Hill over Donovan Trumbull. Lexington beat Ogallala. And we'll give you some more in a minute. But right now, Kearney Catholic has the basketball. A minute to go here. Down three in the third quarter. Holtmeyer, Brady, kicks it back out to Jackson. Back over to the right side to Pierce, trying to set up a backside pick, and they throw it away. Goes through James' hands, and Ayagbai picks it up. Stars with five turnovers in the quarter. They only had five in the first half. And a lot of the starters are on the bench right now for Coach Scott Carlin, resting him for the fourth quarter. And the jumper, the right-hand side, Rogers, is no good. Rebound brought down off the missed jumper by John Masker. And again, remember that you've got Morris and Nagoy on the bench resting with those four fouls. Maybe that's why Coach Carlin is doing that to get ready for the fourth. Well, shot no good. Polivka with the rebound for the Patriots. 10 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Smith pulls up for the three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Mestel. And the half-court shot at the horn by Jackson is off the front of the rim and no good. And we are through three quarters of play. But in the third, Parkview Christian outscored Kearney Catholic 14-4. Parkview Christian 37, Kearney Catholic 34. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out during the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, trailing D2 fourth-ranked Parkview Christian 37-34. One of the reasons, they're 1 of 13 from three-point land. And if the Stars do what they usually do, they'll bury two or three in a row, but not so far. Blake Holmeyer, right elbow into the paint, tries to get around the 6'6 freshman Ayagbai. Got him in the air. His shot, though, won't go. Rebound brought down by Rogers. And the guards of Morris and Nagoy back in there with those four fouls, and then going for the steal. Nathan Howe runs up the back there of Smith, and that'll be his second foul. It's only the second foul of the half on the Stars. Five have been called on Parkview Christian. And Christian is doing a good job shooting free throws. They're 10 of 14. Kearney Catholic right behind them, 9 of 13. Smith on the inbounds, working on Zach Jackson. Crossover off the pick. Keeps the dribble, drives left side of the lane, kicks it off to Rogers, puts his shoulder down, drives, nowhere to go, kicks it out, driving in with the shot, Nagoy, no good, tries to get his own rebound, can't grab it. Holtmeyer gets that one, Blake's third. He leads the Stars with 13 points, gives it to Jackson, floats to the hoop right side, over Ayagbai and scores. Zach ties the game, or cuts the lead to one, 37-36. And for Zach, he's got 8 points. We said 13 for Holtmeyer, 7 for Tyler Mestel. Here's Smith, drives in, blocking foul, called on Kearney Catholic. Deep in there was Jackson, and Smith will go to the line. He leads the way for Parkview Christian with 12. Rogers has 8, 7 for Nagoy. Smith is 4 of 4 at the line. He'll shoot 2 here, and it will be the third foul on Nathan Howe. Free throw up and good for the senior, Andrew Smith. Matt Moore comes out. Bryce James is in. So he's in there with both Jacksons, Blake Holtmeyer and Nathan Howe. And Matt Moore got popped in the mouth. They're going to the trash can. That's why he's out. Bloody lip. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Zach Jackson. And here come the Stars. Down by two after leading the entire first half by as many as 10 at one point. Down to the baseline. Holtmeyer kick it out. Howe for three, and there it is. Nathan Howe with the first three since early in the second quarter. And Kearney Catholic has regained the lead, 39-38. Parkview Christian Smith underneath Ayagbai, so anxious that he couldn't grab the ball cleanly. He was wide open, and the bounce pass just came off his fingertips, and then it was swatted out of bounds by Holtmeyer. So it'll still be Patriot ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in is Pavlitka. He'll dump it into the corner right in front of us here to Nagoy. Nagoy tries to get it to Rogers. Mestel went for the steal, couldn't get it. Rogers from 15. It's off the mark and out of bounds. But right now, concern for Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore bit his lip or something over there with a towel on it. He's having to deal with it by himself. There's nobody to look at it for him. That's usually not the case. Right now, Kearney Catholic with the ball up by one. Blake Holtmeyer, right corner, takes a dribble out to the wing and gets it back to James. Bryce back over to Holtmeyer, into the corner to Jackson. Bounce pass to the cutter is behind Tyler Mestel, and the Stars turn it over. 11 turnovers, 6 in the half. Parkview Christian only won this half after 12 in the first. Off the pick, Nagoy strong to the hoop, down the middle of the lane, and finger roll is good. 9 points for Nagoy. 40-39, Parkview Christian. 5:45 to go in the game. Left wing, Holtmeyer dumps it into the corner. It's Zach Jackson, uses his dribble, skip pass, and it's stolen away. Nagoy with the steal, Nagoy to the other end. Out of control a little bit with three guys on him. Flips it up there, no good. And Holtmeyer with the rebound. Now he tries to go coast to coast, and he's going to be fouled by Ayagbai, who couldn't get back and get set to block the shot. And so he wrapped up the arm. And a timeout going to be called here by Parkview Christian. The foul is the third on Andrew Smith, actually. They didn't call it on the big fella. So Ayagbai will stay with just the two fouls. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 5:31 to go in the game. Parkview Christian 40, Kearney Catholic 39.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
In case you missed it earlier tonight, in volleyball action, Nebraska crushes Fairfield in straight sets. They do that by a score of 25-15, 25-9, 25-16. They will take on Oregon, who swept Miami of Florida in the first match tonight. And they did that by a score of 25-16, 23-17. So Oregon and Nebraska play tomorrow night in round two, 7 o'clock on Nebraska Educational Television. Coming up at the end of our ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us for that. Right now, though, we are out of the timeout. And Blake Holtmeyer is at the line to shoot two. And he's done okay tonight. He was 3 of 5, but that one is no good. A second one coming up. The Stars trail it by one. And the second free throw is no good. The rebound comes down to Polivka, his third. So a one-point lead and the ball here for Parkview Christian in the semifinals here at Sandy Creek, off both misses by Holtmeyer. Here's Rogers in the left-hand corner, got by the defender, and then a charge as he ran over Holtmeyer. Rogers thought he got by his man. He was going to have a good shot, and he did. But then standing right there was Holtmeyer, and Lavelle Rogers with his third personal foul. And that is the seventh team foul on Parkview Christian, but no free throws on the charge. Matt Moore back into the ball game after getting the bleeding to stop. Gets by his man. Left-handed scoop shot on the left side of the rim is up and in. Just the second bucket of the ball game by Moore, but the Stars regain the lead, 41-40. Smith down the middle of the floor, gets by one, by two, by three, and scores. Holtmeyer got a hand on him, but couldn't stop him. And Smith now with 15 points, 42-41. So back and forth we go. Skip pass here to Mestel. Tyler for three. It's off the iron, no good. Backside rebound put up Holtmeyer, no good. Moore a third time, no good. Tipped out to Zach or to Derek Jackson. Over to Mestel, and his jumper is good. So Kearney Catholic, multiple opportunities, and Tyler Mestel is able to get his bucket. It's 43-42. Stars by one. 4:15 to go. Quarter number four. Smith taking over. Shot in the lane. Good. He's taken over because he can't miss. He's got 17. 44-43. Patriots back up by one. Midway through the fourth. Moore. He just runs in and throws up a one-hander. It won't go. Holtmeyer rebound. Reverses it up with a left hand. And Blake now with 15 and six rebounds. 45-44. A lot of fouls out there. Maybe getting a little tired. We're seeing easier shots. Smith drives in, and as he throws it up, a foul called on Kearney Catholic. And it looks like it'll go against Blake Holtmeyer. That'll be his third, fourth team foul. And at the line, Andrew Smith, who is 4 of 5, has a game-high 17 points with 3:44 remaining. Parkview Christian has three timeouts remaining. Kearney Catholic has two. And the first free throw by Smith is good. 45-45. We are all tied up. That is the first tie of this basketball game, I do believe. Again, Kearney Catholic was up by as many as 10 in the first half. They were up 7 at the half, and then a 10-0 run by Parkview Christian to start the third quarter, and it's been tied ever since. Second free throw by Smith. And that skips out, no good. Matt Moore boxes out for his fifth rebound, and the Patriots get back on defense. Moore to the right side against the zone defense here of the Patriots, rotating it around the perimeter. Stars haven't been able to take advantage of the zone with their three-point shooting. Moore runs it over Ayagbai, and his floater over the 6'6 freshman is good. So Matt Moore now with six, 47-45. Kearney Catholic, 3:20 to go. Not as much pressure in the backcourt now by the Stars off the miss. They're just kind of manning the ball and then get back into that zone into the front court. Rogers in the right-hand corner. Kicks it out to Morris, who's been quiet in this second half. Had a lot of foul trouble. Didn't get to play a lot of the third quarter. That's one reason. They try to get it to Morris. The pass behind him. Holtmeyer steals it. Holtmeyer to the other end. Through two players and scores. 17 for Blake. And the Stars now up by 4, 49-45. That was just the second turnover of the half for Parkview Christian. 2:45 to go. They've got to find another gear here. Get a little suck up as Smith pushes off, gets the ball, kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer to Goy. It's going to come up short, no good. Defensive rebound by the Stars and Howe and Kearney Catholic. Going to call a timeout that's only going to leave them with one. 2:31 to go in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 2:31 to go. Kearney Catholic 49, Parkview Christian 45.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
As always, want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Now that we have finished up a great fall sports season, the second night of the winter sports season, Doug Duda, Grant Sparks with you here. 2:31 to go on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, 49-45, Kearney Catholic. Tomorrow, our action begins at 1:30 as the Kearney Catholic girls will take on Lincoln Lutheran. And then the Kearney Catholic boys will play either Central Catholic or Centura, and that game will start around 3 o'clock, and then we will join the Kearney High Wrestling Invite. I'll be there tomorrow, Larry Baker and myself, to bring you the finals. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, all there. North Platte, Lincoln Southwest, the top 10 team will be there as well for all the action tomorrow at approximately 4:30. Now it's Matt Moore to bring the ball across the timeline. Stars up by four with 2:20 to go in the game. Ball tipped by Morris. Can't make the steal. Now it's loose and sliding almost out of bounds. Moore picks it back up as Nagoy couldn't quite grab it. And a jumper for three in the left-hand corner is no good by Jackson. The rebound brought down by Smith. And Andrew will bring the ball up the floor. Holtmeyer bodies up on him. He'll get by him out to Nagoy. 2 minutes to go. Smith with a game-high 18 points. And the ball off of Moore. Good job by Matt Moore while he's in the air. He made the steal. Six points for Moore and just a third turnover for Parkview Christian. Now the Stars might go into a stall game. Up by four. With it is Pierce over to Holtmeyer, and I know that Parkview Christian does not know who to foul this early in the season, but Holtmeyer's the one as soon as trying to move on Morris into the double team. Stars running clock, 30 seconds on. Get out there and foul. We need to foul. A minute 10 to go. The guys that doesn't have four. Morris and Nagoy has four. Now Moore is standing at midcourt. And now we get foul, I think, away from the back. Let's see if this is an intentional foul. And it is an killer in a tight game like this. They're yelling at can't get out to the ball, so they just grab Blake Holtmeyer. Two free throws for Blake. The foul is on Polivka, his second, and the free throw is up and right through there for Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer, 4 of 8 for 50%, and a timeout will now be called on the floor. It is a full-length timeout. 1:02 remains in the game. It's Kearney Catholic 50. And Parkview Christian 45, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us for tonight's basketball game. A minute two to go, and Kearney Catholic, who found themselves down in the second half, now trying to finish this one off with a victory over Parkview Christian, 50-45. And they might be able to do it by securing it here at the free throw line. Do not have a final on the Centura Grand Island Central Catholic game. If you might have that, give us a buzz, 236-9900. Or you can send me a text if you know my number. But 236-9900. Let us know the Centura Central Catholic final. Earlier tonight, Lincoln Lutheran beat Centura in the girls' game, so Kearney Catholic, Lincoln Lutheran tomorrow. Holtmeyer will hit both free throws on the intentional foul, and that will give Kearney Catholic their biggest lead since halftime, 51-45, and since it's an intentional foul, Kearney Catholic gets the ball back. Parkview Christian needs to create a turnover. They get it into Moore. 1 minute to go, guarded by Smith. Moore gets it out on the wing. Into the hands of Masker. Back over to Holtmeyer. They need a foul, and they do foul. That's the ninth foul, so it's still a 1-1 here. But down to 53 seconds. And Parkview Christian, not really a three-point shooting team. They're only 1 of 5 so far tonight. The foul will be on Polivka, his third. Still time, though, and it's up to Kearney Catholic to make some free throws. And a 1-1 for Blake Holtmeyer. Who just hit two, but this one is no good. And Kearney Catholic didn't have anybody down there to rebound, so Rogers has it to Smith. They don't need a three, but they have to be efficient with the ball. Smith leads the team. They want to get it out of his hands to Nagoy. 40 seconds. Nagoy can't get the shot away. Back to Smith. Over to Nagoy. There's an open three on the way. It's going to be short. No good. Smith got the rebound. Smith back out for a three on the way by Morris, and it's off the iron. No good. Another offensive rebound by Nagoy. Nagoy with 25 seconds to Rogers. Nagoy off the screen forces the three. It's no good. The ball finally corralled by Matt Moore. And there's only 17 seconds left. Parkview Christian had three chances to cut it to three there and could not get it to fall. And it looks like the Stars are going to hold on here for the victory with this 17 seconds remaining. That is the fifth personal foul on Dan Nagoy, who will finish tonight with 9 points and five rebounds. He fouls out with 17 seconds to go. Parkview Christian will also play tomorrow at 3. They get the loser of that Grand Island Central Catholic Centura game, and whoever they get better be ready to go. This is a good basketball team. Even though they're D2, they are a good basketball team. Not very deep, and I don't know if they'll have any of their kids back that sat out tonight, tomorrow, or not, as Matt Moore puts the first of two free throws up and in. 52-45, the Stars 7 in a row now. They had a 7-point lead at half and then were behind after the 10-0 run. Second free throw, no good. Rogers gets the rebound to Smith. Smith quickly up the floor, pulls up for the three, got it. Timeout with 9 seconds to go. Andrew Smith now unofficially with 21 points, 9 here in the fourth quarter. So it's not over yet, but just 9 seconds remain. And your score, 52-48, Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Thanks for staying with us tonight. I know just probably everybody's games are done for the most part tonight. If you're on your ride home, thanks for being with us. Doug Duda here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament. A lot of the teams played last night, semifinals tonight at Central Catholic and here at Sandy Creek. Then all the games tomorrow at Grand Island Central Catholic. We're down to our girls game earlier tonight. Kearney Catholic came from behind to beat Norfolk Catholic 53-40. 9 seconds left in the boys game. Kearney Catholic trying to just get the ball in. They do to Moore. They foul him. Only 1 second runs off the clock. But it looks like that'll be it for Malik Morris. That'll be his fifth personal foul, and he will finish with 4 points and 2 rebounds. Foul out with 8 seconds to go. 52-48, Kearney Catholic. They've had a battle tonight from Parkview Christian. And Moore will go to the line, and really no matter what he does, it's still a two-possession game. And there are timeouts to be used. So he gets two because it's the double bonus. The first one is on the way, and it's good. 53-48. So even if Parkview Christian hits a three, there won't be any more than 2 seconds left on the clock. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Smith. Sprints the ball up the floor. Takes the long three. Almost banked it in. It's no good. The ball out of bounds, and that's the end of the basketball game. And the Kearney Catholic boys and girls, like last year, will play for the championship in the early season tournament. But they had to work for it tonight. Girls had to come from behind at halftime to win it 53-40. And although the Star boys were ahead at half, they did trail by as many as 5 in the second half, and they came back to win it by a score of 53-48, outscoring Parkview Christian 19-11 in the fourth quarter of play. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have 4 new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A 1-ton crew cab, a 3/4-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek. Our basketball for the night has concluded, and that means it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. And their outward storefront location covering the entire state, visiting our schools and athletes to get them the best gear. You can see them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. 53-48, Kearney Catholic. Here's how it all broke down for tonight's basketball game. Let's start with the final numbers that we had for Parkview Christian. I had Malik Morris with 4 points, 2 rebounds. Dan Nagoy, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Trevor Polivka, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Andrew Smith was the game's leading scorer tonight with 21 points, 5 rebounds. You had Nosa Iyagbai with 4 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. He had 1 block shot. And Lavelle Rogers had 8 points, 6 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 8 of 12 in the first half, and 4 of 6 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, and 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, and the Patriots cut that down to only 3 in the second half. 23 points at halftime, 25 points in the second half, and Parkview Christian finishes with 48 points, 29 rebounds, 12 out of 18 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 15 turnovers. They are now 1-1 on the season and will play in the third place game tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Grand Island Central Catholic against either the Crusaders or Centura. We will take a look at Kearney Catholic's numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back on a Misco Sports Postgame Show, here's the Kearney Catholic final numbers for tonight. By the way, congratulations to the Star Wrestlers winning the Elwood invite this evening. Matt Moore, 8 points, 6 of those in the fourth quarter. He had 6 rebounds, which was tied for the team high with his ever-present and always hustling out there. Bryce James had 1 rebound. Nathan Howe had 3 points on a 3-point bucket and 5 rebounds. Tyler Mestel, 9 points, 1 rebound. Blake Holtmeyer leads the Stars for the second consecutive night with 19 points, also tied for the team high with 6 rebounds. Derek Jackson with 2 points, 1 rebound. Zach Jackson, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer had 2 points, 3 rebounds. And John Masker had 2 points and 2 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Stars, 7 of 11 in the first half, 6 of 11 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, not so hot tonight, 1 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 9 in the second half. And turnovers, 5 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 30 points at halftime. They scored just 23 in the second half, but it's enough. 53 points, 29 rebounds, 13 out of 22 at the free throw line, 2 of 16 from 3-point land, and 12 turnovers as Kearney Catholic improves to 2-0 with a 53-48 win over Parkview Christian, the number 4-ranked team in D2. They will play tomorrow right after the girls at approximately 3 o'clock against the winner of the Centura Grand Island Central Catholic contest. And we will be back with more after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we have found out that Grand Island Central Catholic has defeated Centura tonight 47-24. So the Kearney Catholic boys will play Grand Island Central Catholic. The Kearney Catholic girls will take on Lincoln Lutheran 1:30 and 3 tomorrow. Coach Scott Carlin joins us here after the win tonight against Parkview Christian. And, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Parkview Christian showed that they're a very good ball club, and they're going to win a lot of games this year, I think.
Yeah, I think your depth proved to be big tonight because after jumping out to that 11-1 lead, they kind of figured out how to handle a little bit of your pressure. They tried to spread the floor a little bit more, and then your inability again tonight to get a lot of shots to fall or make a big run gave them time to get back into it. But the bottom line is, in the second half, you guys found a way to shut them down in that fourth quarter and win the ball game.
Yeah, you know, that third quarter especially, we had a lot of good looks. They just hit some incredible shots down the stretch. I think 22, I can't think of his name, maybe a Smith kid,
Smith,
maybe.
Yep.
He hit some incredible 17-foot little step-back things with a hand in his face. I think Morris kid hit a couple of those. The Nagoy, I think is how you pronounce his name. Just, they're a good team. They did a nice job, but our guys really battled through, and I really agree with you. I think our depth paid off in the end.
I think we have found out through two games that Blake Holtmeyer is going to be your go-to guy. You've got a couple guys out there that don't need to score. Matt Moore is one of those guys that doesn't need to score. Blake Holtmeyer looks like a guy that's probably going to need to score.
Yeah, we got to get the ball to Blake at times. But he does a great job of moving and recognizing, hey, I don't have a shot here. He'll kick it out every now and then when he needs to. But, you know, he's a good athlete, and we need him to step up, and he's done that so far for us.
Your kids contributed off the bench, and that's going to be key because if you're going to play a lot of kids, everybody's got to earn their role, I guess, out there.
Yeah, our bench kids came up huge, whether it be just playing incredible pressure defense for extended periods of time, getting rebounds, moving the ball, you know, given that minute and a half break at times without hurting us. And I think those are some hidden stats. I think Brady Holtmeyer might have played 2 or 3 minutes tonight is all, had probably 2 points and 2 rebounds or something like that. And those are points that most people don't realize. A five-point game, that kind of comes up big, and he does it in the first quarter, second quarter, things like that.
You'll play again tomorrow against the Central Catholic team, and if things go like they have been lately, this is going to be a grinded out, ugly, physical type of basketball game where the first guy to 40 probably wins this. How concerned are you, even though it's only two games, with the way you're shooting the ball, especially from the outside, because you get a lot of steals, but you also rely on that three, and you have for years.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little concerned because at times we just settle for that thing instead of attack on the hoop. And I think tonight at times we took that one pass three instead of saying one pass attack. Now we can do something with it. And that's something we'll address tomorrow before the game. But you know what? Anytime you get a chance to play for a little hardware, you got to take your chances at it.
What did you think the team did better tonight than last night?
I thought we rebounded a lot better tonight. And I thought we didn't rely just strictly on our transition game. You know, we set things up. We looked for the guys we had to look for, and then they capitalized. I mean, Blake Holtmeyer shot the ball better for one, I think, but the team as a whole shot a little bit better for the most part, and that was probably big due to our ball movement.
Tomorrow you'll play Grand Island Central Catholic, very familiar with them. They will also have a big guy in the middle, but he'll be a little bit different than a Yogbai. Noah, a freshman, slender build at 6'6". He's still a presence in there, but Guy Fon, he's got a big frame to him. That's going to be a challenge tomorrow.
It is, and we're not going to be able to guard him one-on-one. We're going to have to kind of guard him by committee, get around him a lot, I think, and probably have some good backside help, and at times just double him, keep the ball out of there with our ball pressure on the wings as much, because that's something a lot of guys don't realize. You can't get the ball down low if you can't see the post. And we're going to have to rely on that, and I like our chances coming after two games because I think our depth will come up big tomorrow.
Well, we got to get home so we can get back on a bus and go to Grand Island tomorrow. Scott, 2-0, congratulations. Right. The pay raise is coming, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Scott Doug. Carlin, you bet. Head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. We will have tomorrow's games, 1:30 and 3 o'clock, here on Classic Hits, followed by the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. Again, a couple of other notes for you. It was Nebraska easily winning in the NCAA tournament tonight over Fairfield. They will play Oregon tomorrow night, and that game will kick off at that game will tip off, serve it off at 7. The MAC Championship, Bowling Green, is beating undefeated Northern Illinois 34-20 with 13 minutes to go in that contest. Also, don't forget UNK basketball on the road tomorrow. Hastings College is home against nationally ranked Briar Cliff, and the games will be at 2 and 4. We'll have those on 1230 KHAS, Storm Hockey, as well on the Breeze 94.5 FM. In the girls' game tonight, Kearney Catholic down 4 at the half, came back to beat 8th-ranked Norfolk Catholic 53-40, 11 points for Allie Persosky, 10.7 rebounds for Maddie Squires. And here in the boys' game, Stars were up by as many as 10, then found themselves down by 5 in the second half, but they win it 53-48. Blake Holtmeyer with 19 points and 6 rebounds, 9 for Tyler Mestel, 8 for Zach Jackson. For our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We'll be back with you tomorrow. You've been listening to the Bisco Sports post-game show on Classic Hits. Again, the final score, Kearney Catholic boys 53, Parkview Christian 48. Good night.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.